Hi, I'm Haley Hanna. I'm a CDC CST Applied Epidemiology Fellow based in Marin County, California. So just to orient you to Marin County itself, it's located in the Bay Area, just north of San Francisco, and it has ranked the healthiest county in California for the past 7 years. However, does rank poorly in most substance abuse indicators, including those associated with prescription drug abuse and misuse. So because of this, our community started RX Safe Marin, which is a community-driven, multi-sectoral initiative to combat prescription drug abuse and misuse in the winter of 2013. And one of their first big successes was releasing opioid prescribing guidelines for emergency departments in our community. They also conducted a survey of primary care providers prescribing opioids for chronic non-cancer pain, where we specifically asked about what type of organizational guidelines providers had for opioid prescribing. And we asked about that actually before the release of our own countywide opioid prescribing guidelines for primary care providers, which were released before CDC's own opioid prescribing guidelines that provided kind of a national standard in March of this year. So we developed the survey by expanding on surveys conducted by two county health plans, including the health plan in our community responsible for providing Medicaid. And after piloting it among a few providers and getting input from some of our key stakeholders, we distributed it to physicians and nurse practitioners through email distribution lists, and we solicited responses from providers prescribing opioids for chronic non-cancer pain and allowed them to self-select into this group. The survey included elements of prescribing comfort level, opioid misuse prevention practices and resources, knowledge of different opioid risks, and presence of organizational prescribing guidelines, which would reflect basically guidelines within providers' healthcare organizations. So we compared those with and without organizational opioid prescribing guidelines using Fisher's Exact Test, as we did have some small combinations. And we specifically looked at a variety of opioid misuse prevention practices and resources and knowledge of opioid management practices stratified by organizational guidelines. We received 80 responses, 76 from providers and 4 from nurse practitioners. And we believe this is about a 10 to 35% response rate. While we don't have a true estimate of how many providers in our community are prescribing opioids for chronic non-cancer pain, we've used kind of a few different denominators to try to get that estimation of our response rate. So about 70% of respondents reported organizational guidelines, which we thought was very interesting. And a large majority also reported that they wanted non-pharmacologic resources to treat chronic pain. We also found a very low level of comfort when prescribing opioids, and that our respondents to our survey actually were not using California's Prescription Drug Monitoring Program very often when prescribing opioids for chronic pain. So about a third of respondents were not even registered with California's PMP, and only a fourth reported always using it when prescribing opioids. We also found that about 70% of providers reported that they referred one or more patients for opioid addiction in the past year, which on one hand is great because it means that providers are noticing addiction and connecting their patients to care. However, on the other hand, it is a little concerning to know that so many of them are seeing opioid addiction. So when we stratified by organizational guidelines, we found that guidelines were significantly associated with prescription drug monitoring program use. So those who reported organizational guidelines are going to be seen in blue, and those who did not will be in orange throughout these slides. You'll see that those who did not report organizational guidelines were actually significantly more likely to not even be registered with California's PMP. We also asked about a series of opioid prevention practices, and these three were significantly associated with the presence of guidelines. So we found that providers who reported organizational guidelines were significantly more likely to report always or often using formal opioid agreements, random drug screenings, and patient educational tools regarding chronic non-cancer pain when prescribing opioids. We also asked about how knowledgeable providers felt about a series of opioid management topics and risks, and we found that these three were significantly associated with the presence of organizational guidelines. So providers who reported organizational guidelines were significantly more likely to report feeling more knowledgeable about the adverse effects of long-term opioid use, handling opioid escalation, and assessing for the possibility of opioid-induced pain sensitivity. So in conclusion, we did find that organizational guidelines appear to matter among our providers. So providers operating under these opioid prescribing guidelines are more often utilizing some key opioid prevention practices that we know could curb prescribing. They also report feeling more knowledgeable about the adverse effects of chronic opioid use and how to manage those effects. So given these findings, we do hope that the new CDC guidelines and our countywide guidelines might truly impact opioid misuse and abuse prevention practices among providers to really curb this epidemic. Given that we did find a low comfort level among respondents prescribing opioids for chronic non-cancer pain in our community, the Marin County Health and Human Services and RxSafe Marin is actually working with providers in our community to get local providers and pharmacists to increase use of California's prescription drug monitoring program, while California Department of Justice itself, who houses the prescription drug monitoring program, is actually making it easier to use with kind of a new revamped implementation. We also found that resources are needed for non-pharmacological management of chronic pain, and we're currently working on developing kind of a local list of recommendations for our providers for non-opioid alternatives. So I would like to acknowledge everybody who helped with this effort, and thank you very much for having me today.